story told. Baby, now I got the flow, 'cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it done again. I'll show you that I'm winning. Your lies are mine. All those times I said that I love you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your lies are mine. Even though you know I die for you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the man. Yeah, it is. Return of the man. Come on. Return of the man. Oh, my God. You know that I've been there. Here I am. Return of the man. Once again. Return of the man. Top of the world. Return of the man. Watch my phone. You know that I've been there. Here I go. So I'm back up in the game. Running things to keep my smile. Letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show. 'Cause what they did, you know, was wrong. And all the nasty things you've done. So baby, listen carefully while I sing my comeback song. Your lies are mine. She said she'd never turn on me. Your lies are mine. But you do, but you do. Your lies are mine.
All this thing you said I'd never be. Your lies. Russ to the Steelers. Put that in your stack, right? Sorry. Baker gets $100 million.
Sharks with lasers.
And Jerry Jeudy, see you later, alligator arms. Do it there? Yeah. All on a high school recap. Nancy Kerrigan's kneecap. Aftermath Monday edition of the program. Let's go, Alex.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who do you think you are? I am.
What to do, baby?
Are you kidding me?
This pop isn't working, Benny. I'm baking like a toasted cheeser. It's so hot here. 150 degrees outside. Can't play baseball.
Can't play baseball?
Let's vote then.
And then they're all like, no one wants to play.
You guys are a bunch of can't hack it, panty wastes. Who wears their mama's bra? Well, fine then. What are we going to do? The Pool Honeys, doesn't he say?
I don't know.
Well, anyways. Thanks
I'll
for
Pool Honeys.
I believe Becker knows best.
Thanks for being with us, Alex. Are you tired?
I'm exhausted. Good thing we got more baseball coming up after this.
Yeah, we got
this afternoon.
The full recap from Alex, all the high school championship, boys, girls,
whoa,
winners, and there are some
buzzer beaters,
second heroics, and there's some good stuff. It was all good. You know, it's magical stuff. These guys will never forget it. Only a few of them are going to go play college ball, and then, you know, none of those kids, maybe one of those kids, might have a chance to play in Israel one day.
And the rest will be at dad ball.
Yeah. The rest, we start about 9:10, about 9:15.
How many Pippen brother games did you call?
Any Pippen brother games? They go to their St. Mary's.
There's family. A lot.
0.0.
There's Andrew. There's Adam. There's
Scotty.
There's Pippen. Is there any other Pippins?
Larsa.
Larsa's still there's, a Pippen?
There's big.
Larsa's a Jordan now, isn't
there's
she?
There's big Pimpin. Pippen.
You know, hug them, fuck them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust them, need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good.
But I don't feed them.
That's some Jay-Z. That's some early Jay.
So, big stuff.
Huge stuff.
Huge stuff.
Oh, this whole week, man. It's going to be crazy with the NFL.
This was a wild weekend. The Steelers?
The Steelers.
Adder us for $1.2 million? So they're tied up, and actually Kenny Pickett will make more than Russ next year as a first-round pick. You're tied up no money to two pretty good quarterbacks. One is going to the Hall of Fame. One just might have needed a little more seasoning and salt and pepper on the thing. And the Steelers next year are winning 12 or 13 games with Russ.
Oh, really?
They have a chance to be the number one seed in the AFC. They are coming up. They are rizzed up.
They got that bag?
They got, shoot, man. It's like.
Are you sure they didn't just fumble that bag by bringing Russ on?
What?
They didn't fumble it by bringing Russ on?
Absolutely not. Listen,
just because it's such a
Kenny
cheap.
Kenny Pickett?
They small
won,
hands.
They won 10 games last year.
Smells like cabbage.
Somehow, some way, they won 10 games. You know what Kenny Pickett's stats were for the season? 6 touchdowns and 4 interceptions before he goes down. And they throw Mason Rudolph out there. Did about the same kind of stuff. Maybe, and this is the reason why you go for Russ, and they're ripe. They're ripe, and why the Steelers themselves have to go, well, what are the Steelers doing right now? What am I doing right now with all my chips, Alex?
You think you're going to go all
in? The Steelers are going all in because they have a generational defensive player in TJ Watt. He is special. He's unique. If you get him in the playoffs, he will wreck a game. He will get you there. He's got Super Bowl MVP written all over him. If they could get there, you know what I mean? Defensive guy wins Super Bowl MVP. He's it. That's like Vaughn. He's like Vaughn. Remember Vaughn? What was Vaughn?
He was
Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. My brother. We're living together right now.
We're getting our lives together, guys. Aggies, let's go.
So
gig them. Is that a gig? Oh, okay.
Contrary to popular belief, Russ. They say Russ totally sucked last year. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, gets shut down against 2 bum teams at the end of the season. He'd have got to 30 touchdowns. You plug in 28 touchdowns and 9 picks into what the Steelers got cooking right now?
With that coaching?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Watch what they – Jalen Warren becomes a star next year. Najee does the dirty work. They need one veteran receiver, and they got a bunch of good young ones. They got all the white good tight ends. They got some defensive guys. People – they're going to add some pieces here because – oh, and then the best part of this whole – hey, the best part of waking up
is Russell's nut cup.
So it's like – they're paying Russ 1.2 and the rest of the league is paying $45 million, $40 million, $50 million to their quarterback. You know how much extra kind of work they can do, maneuvering they can do, pieces they can add, roll the dice on one of them Odell Beckham type of
Mike
situation
Evans?
Guys. Not Odell per se, but Odell in the sense of, what he did for the Rams. The Steelers got it going Bossa Nova. Right now. No way. Not now, not never. Not my chair, not my problem. That's what I say. So look out for the Steelers. They got, that's what Russ needed. And do you know what the Steelers remind me of a little bit? Of the situation he came from in Seattle. It's just like the coach is in full control. And if you play along, the coach will lead you there. You just can't do all the things you want to do, really. And once Russ, once Ben Roethlisberger was thrown 40 touchdowns, 35, then they got away from it. And then it was like, we got to kind of go with that now. And that's when they started just winning 10 games instead of 12 games in Super Bowls.
They had their most success when Roethlisberger was orchestrating, but not like being the
superstar.
He was
just part of the puzzle.
Yeah, but he was being like, I'll be lead trumpet, but we're going
to
be an orchestra.
We still want you to make big plays, but you got to, let's get Hines Ward and Santonio and these dudes the ball in their hands. And let's see what we could do here. So Russ is perfect for the Steelers. We knew it the whole time. All these little leagues, we heard 2 or 3 weeks ago, Russ might be, he'd consider playing for the league minimum. Well, of course he would to help his team because the Broncos are paying 1.2. No, if he owes $40 million, so that's $38.8 million, right? We're doing math at home tons. The Broncos are paying Russ $38.8 million to play for the Steelers. This got a lot of Arenado stuff. I'm feeling vibes here. Hey, here's $50 million and you go play for a class organization. Russ revives his career and we look like crap because of it.
You blew it!
And Sean Payton looks like a dick because of it. Really, honestly. This
like,
sucks.
Like Dick Trickle?
Because you just pay Russ to be here. No one said you had to play him. You're paying him anyways. You might as well pay him to be here.
You could have kept him and had him do his backup stuff.
Did Ray have too much control? Him and Justin Simmons might have had too much little locker room kind of saying stuff like that. Well, once they all hate you, you don't got no love in there. There's kind of no going back. And if they all love you, that's not the way to do because they all love Vance. Well, guys, I love you right back.
Well, I tell you
it's a reboot. It's a lot of love there. I'm just humbled to be here. It's exciting.
It's humbling.
A rebuild.
So you got to just be careful. There's no perfect answer, but I don't like the way that this is being handled by the Broncos. I pulled up the Broncos roster because I'm looking for
this. This is a trade, by the way, guys, right? This is a trade.
No.
This is a trade, isn't it?
No.
They didn't trade anything? They're just
Jerry Jeudy, a fifth and a sixth. If you're Jerry Jeudy, you're
so,
like.
So Russ is just, he's announcing that he's signing.
He's been totally released and they has signed.
He doesn't have to wait for any time to
not
come?
Not at all.
There's no free agency period for him?
Not at all. He's a tenure. There's all kinds of little extra things. He's signed up.
Days.
He's rizzed up. He's rizzed up. You know, hey, shoot, man. It's like, reminds me of those 21 letters in the alphabet.
21? I thought there was 26, Danny.
Oh, man, I forgot. ICU, QT. That's rizzed up.
Rizzed
up. Damn.
I see you, QT. That's good. That's good. We were trying to figure it out the other day, and I was like, why are you QT? And then I was like, I don't think that's
why
it.
Why are you QT?
Yeah. I forgot about the I like, in the
what?
Seat.
I don't get it.
What do you mean, why?
All right, Alex, give me a couple highlights. We got the floor for a minute or two, and we'll go to break, of the high school basketball weekend. Was there an improbable champion, a hero?
A lot of games, man. I did 24 in the two weekends.
I still
have a voice, man.
Damn.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It was all right. Valor won boys and girls for the big schools.
Oh.
They won 6A.
God is good.
Yeah. Yeah. They have one kid who can really, really play. Let's see. Riverdale Ridge won their first title in school history.
Never
for
heard
4A
of them.
Girls.
Where are they from?
They're like Riverdale Golf Course.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Like Thornton,
North?
Brighton. Yeah.
Oh, I love Riverdale.
Yeah. They got
Dunes?
Dunes is a sweet run.
Knowles?
Knowles is I never played Knowles.
Oh, well, sorry.
Well, I'm a Dunes guy.
I get
it's just that I'm a winner.
Golf.
Belinsky is
that I'm a winner.
Belinsky ain't playing no Knowles. I ain't playing no Knowles.
Keep going.
Mesa Ridge repeated in 5A. They're real good. Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's girls.
That was awesome. That was boys.
Boys.
Boys. And then 4A, Resurrection Christian.
Damn.
Beat Kent Denver in the final.
That was the
final game.
Where's Resurrection Christian out of?
Up north, Loveland.
Up north there.
Yeah. So I was doing the Kent, that was the very final game on Saturday
the
night.
Kent dads were like, oh my God, referees, I paid you to win this game.
And do you know Danny Shays, former NBA player?
Yeah,
you know,
local.
His brother is the head coach of Kent Denver, Todd Shays.
Yeah.
And Will Peterson texted me at the towards the end. He goes,
"I bet he did
another Shays choke job."
Oh,
whoa,
giggity!
Shoot. Is there sexual innuendos in there, or am I just supposed to take that for?
I hope not.
Just a straight text.
He's killing it on Denver Sports tonight, but I'm not getting no touches because he hosts the show a lot.
Ooh.
I know.
Do better.
No way.
And you got to call the buzzer beater, right? The bang bang.
Yeah, that was probably the highlight.
The bang bang Thunder Ridge game.
Eagle
is that what
Crest,
it was?
Eagle Crest Thunder Ridge Friday night.
Whoa.
That was the best game of the tournament.
And there was three free throws made to lead up to it. Is that what it
was?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Well, I do a little research. Yeah. I like
LaDavian King. This kid. Yeah. Got fouled shooting a three. Sunk all three of them.
Sunk all three to tie it or to go up one?
To tie it. So it was tied.
So Thunder Ridge was going to OT or else they were going to walk off winners pretty much, right?
Yeah. And then Andrew Crawford, the four-star who's going to CU, missed the shot. Big 6'8" kid got the rebound and put in the layup.
Yeah, let's go to break and come back and do more stuff here. I like that, you know?
And then he rips off a Mines doubleheader in baseball yesterday.
Wow, look at you.
Just a little Sunday double.
One more today and then.
One more double or one more single?
Miles doing the first one. I'm doing the game two.
Hey, hold on. Be ready because he might not show up for that
first.
You
cut it out.
Hey.
I hope he does. Starts at noon.
Don't you diss my Dunklin like that.
Hey, Alex.
Good
for
you,
bud. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, you know what? That's too bad.
13-4 Steelers next year.
Calling it.
What do you think the over-under will be set at?
How many games is
11?
How many games
11?
Russ they start? Won 10 games this year.
Damn.
A 10.5 is the magic number.
How many games does Russ start?
17. Unless they don't need him 18? To play in the last game of the season because they got the one seed locked up.
Whoa.
Russ is perfect for the Steelers.
Used is on one today.
Thank you. Him like this one. Hold on one sec.
I'll make the phone call.
I need you to hear. I need you to hear something. It's your cousin, Marvin Berry. Anyone know? Let me try another one. Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. Biff.
Hey, Biff.
All right, Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, and our guy Alex Becker back on
the other side. It's Maui Sports. Oh, my, but that little country boy could play. Go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go.
Go, Johnny, go, go. Speak pimping, baby.
Years. I'm just happy you're on my Jerry Judy, baby. Let's go.
Damn, Drew Lock, my guy. Jerry Judy, let's go. Man, it's been a long time, right?
That was the night he was drafted. Jerry Judy, baby.
One of the biggest busts in Denver Broncos history. So touted, coming off winning national championships. We realized he was just along for the ride. Made some plays, but when you're surrounded by... It's easy when you play...
against a fat kid.
Against a fat kid and a bunch of rejects, you know?
You watch what you say.
You shut your mouth, Phillips. You watch what you say. You're close. You had it.
Tomorrow.
Funny. Yeah, yes.
Noon.
Yeah.
At our field.
Be there, Buffalo butt breath.
Count on it, pee drinking crap face.
Alex is the best with those.
He's the best. Yeah, oh, man. Baseball's so close to being back.
We're talking baseball.
Well, once the sun, you know, once you do the whole hour back thing, you got to like, it's freaky the Sunday morning.
We're like 8 minutes when you're in late the kitchen, to baseball on Sunday morning.
Yeah. When
Michelle goes, aren't you guys going to baseball?
And you're like, it's only 9:30 right now. Like, oh my God, it's 10:30.
I sat up like Kevin McAllister's parents and I was like, we slept in. And I was like, JJ was like Fortnite-ing. I was like, let's go. We got to get there. We got there quick. Sunday morning, I love like, there's something about being out, like driving or being out in the city or downtown in spring, even like a summer morning on
downtown
a Sunday
Highlands
morning.
Ranch.
And no, not Highlands Ranch. There ain't nothing going on there. But yeah, there's something to it. It's got that, all the feels.
Well, now the sun comes and stays out later, so that's the perfect time to kind of go out to the old dirt patch out there and hit some grounders, rip some doubles, work on pitching and catching. Ooh, it's close. Whoa.
JJ's been working so hard. Been working real
so
hard. So, you know, we'll see. I kind of drop him off most days in that facility, and I don't want to go in. I don't want to get caught up in it. 2 days he's working with, like, the big coaches, like some of the high school coaches, and then they do, like, coaches practice for a day. But now we're adding like a whole other Wednesday thing now. It's like a JJ's a minor league player.
Right.
Chapter 3 on how to burn out a baseball player.
No, we'll see. Well, this is an experience with all these tournaments and stuff like that. This is part of it.
I thought you were part of our baseball only family.
But yeah.
I heard your son's considering playing flag football.
Oh, I know.
Basketball in the winter. What's wrong?
Yeah, right.
With you and your family.
But this is the age where you should really commit to just two things.
Baseball and off-season baseball.
Baseball, thinking about baseball, and a little school.
Man.
But mostly we're probably going to send our kid to baseball school here soon.
This message was brought to you by the Southside A's. Hey, we like athletes. Southside A's baseball.
Listen.
Come play when you're not playing other sports.
What? George is going to have this little growthy spurt thing, and he's a sweet athlete anyways, but like he's still a kid size. JJ's just barely leaning out and growing up. In a year or two, George's gonna be doing some extra special soccer stuff or whatever you guys are gonna want to do, one extra level of whatever his favorite thing is. But you know, JJ, we do count. We're Slammers is sweet, man. It's awesome. It is really good. JJ just plays Catholic School League flag and basketball just like you know.
Yeah,
it's not like we do, oh, we're like in this sophisticated, what's crown? The crown, the
gold crown.
Gold crown. We probably should have a little club team. We just don't. We got too many commitments. Baseball, we've decided to go all in. And we'll see. JJ's loving it. JJ's got all these new friends. There's only two boys, Sorelli and JJ, and they're kind of like frenemies lately because JJ made the A squads at school. So Sorelli has kind of been a little bit of a hater on JJ. But
Sorelli didn't?
No.
He's a B guy?
He's not a B guy. Oh,
he's an A.
He's an A guy.
He's an
A
guy. Arm.
I don't know who made that call.
Suvo. Throwing out everybody.
Dude, I don't know who made that call in hoops, but Sorelli's he should have been on the A squad. He's a very nice compliment to JJ. Oh, and if you would have had them as like your fifth and sixth best players, you got a nice little squad.
Oh, no.
They blew that.
JJ probably ended up as leading the team in scoring or second in scoring.
Sorelli's nice.
Because the sixth graders were a mess. But if it was JJ and Liam, yeah, we had this big boy, Derek, a sixth grader.
He's a three-sport player.
If he was, yeah. Liam is great. If Liam and Derek switched, but Derek was a sixth grader, you needed, and then we'd have to been a different story for a couple
years. Derek, no big deal. We're going to put you on the fourth grade team. We think you've really.
He'd still be doing all the things and traveling and all that, and then looking at his dad in the crowd with his arms out, like,
And they were Asian.
Leave Brittany alone. That's pretty funny. Well, anyways,
is it weird seeing your ex-girlfriend like dating another coach?
Ex-girlfriend dating another coach, like JJ with another coach?
No, like Russ Wilson was your girlfriend for the last 2 years.
Oh yeah.
She's your girl.
I've got jealous vibes right now with
Russ. She's your girl, right?
Well, I know how. Like,
and not only is she dating
level,
another coach,
I knew
she's dating a coach that like
I know
met
how
some big games to get to Super Bowls or not.
We dumped him though. Sean Payton dumped him.
Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't matter. Sometimes
you can
make
dump
mistakes.
Whoever you want, but. Once you see your ex.
The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Uh-oh. Now you're going to get STIDs. No, not STDs, guys. I'm talking about Stidham. And you might get STDs. Protect yourself out there, guys.
No, so yeah, it is like that because I know how loyal and how good Russ was. And how like the hard work and commitment to excellence. Really all that kind of stuff. He's at the hospitals with the sick kids. People. There's some players that never go around sick kid. Ever.
Right.
A sick kid? They're like, he's up in the, sitting like, hey, let me sit in the bed here with the pitcher, put my arm around your sick kid. Whatever you got. That takes a lot of stuff. Russ is a good man. He's a great man.
He's a good man. Oh, yeah.
He's a great, great, great man. We just couldn't make it work here. But he got saddled with a bum, historically bad head coach.
That's right.
And then a historic jerk. This was never going to work because he wanted his own guy. He's always going to want his own guy, not someone
else's. Who is
that guy?
Who is the guy? And we're about to find out. You think they got the checkbook open?
They're clearing a lot of cap space.
They can go get Kirk?
They're clearing. I think he's going to.
Who's the guy, though?
They're not going to have money to do that.
You know what I'm saying? If Sean Payton wants his guy, who is that?
I thought they're rebuilding.
If the money's equal.
If they're rebuilding, they're not getting Cousins.
Hey, if the money's equal.
Maybe it's Jameis.
With the Broncos and the Falcons for Kirk Cousins. Where do you go if you're Kirk?
Atlanta.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
Drake London. You got Bijan. You got who else?
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts has a chance to be very special. The highest tight end drafted ever in the history of the league, I think.
Four.
Yeah. They were interesting last year for a little bit.
They hung around.
Yeah, they did. They hung around.
They were in there longer than the Broncos or the Vikings.
The cool thing about Atlanta is, like, if you do it
Ritter
in Atlanta
sucks.
And you're
frickin'
Kirk,
Ritter.
It'd be like doing it in Minnesota or somewhere where you're, like, the first guy. The truth is, Kirk will go down. I was at Fan Cave, and there's a Kirk Cousins autograph numbered to, like, 10. And I was like, that's kind of cool. It was, like, 50 or 60 bucks. I'm like, when it's all said and done, he's going to have, you know, 300-plus touchdowns, and he's maybe go to the Hall of Fame one day. He's had a lot of Philip Rivers like kind of career. We'll look back. I'm like, that's kind of cool. And I'm like, it's weird. It hits you like you look at the card a certain way, like a Baker Mayfield right now. His cards, his rookie cards, his number one pick were through the roof. The swagger, the pedigree, all that kind of stuff. You could have bought $300 Baker Mayfield cards for $25 before Tampa Bay. Now they're probably up to up to 100, 125, 150 bucks. And then you look at it like, do you know what? The great college career. I love the swagger. He took the Browns to the playoffs.
I'm sorry, what was that?
He took the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, you're right.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, they beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
No, no, you're right. The point is, it just doesn't sound right.
Well, there's
a quarterback took the Browns to the playoffs?
Then, do you know what? He's cut.
Bernie Kosar?
He gets signed by the Rams. He shows up like 2 or 3 days before a game. They win the game. They win that game.
On a game-winning drive by him.
And everyone's bros with him by the end of the, the second
game.
Oh,
dude, dapping him all that. And then he goes to Tampa Bay, where, do you know what? You're filling the shoes of literally the greatest of all time. There's scraps left. They're trying to hang on and keep the Mike Evans and the guys that brought him that Super Bowl. They should be dobbered down, trending down. And he's got enough of that rizz.
Oh, man.
Rizzed up to take those guys to the playoffs. Now you look at that Baker Mayfield rookie autograph from 8 years ago. You're like, you know what? That's kind of a good one.
I got
you know what?
On that.
There's a mini helmet you see. Shoot. $75 autograph mini Baker Mayfield. Shoot, that look good on my desk. That's kind of a cool one. Whatever. Now it's nostalgic, bro. Now it's, you know, he's a cold icon. A career he's had.
Bet on himself. That's your classic
I love Baker Mayfield. I always thought that Johnny Manziel could have been Baker Mayfield. I probably still do believe that, but Baker's way more committed to football, his love for football. And then John's, you know, he's out here with this guy, John Tazarian. How many nights? Listen, he's not.
I'm out of here. I'm not drink. Yeah. I'm not getting all wasted.
I'm not drunk. I'm cool.
What a legend.
Oh, man. So, okay. Where are we at here? We can set up a break. He's trying to find some Johnny stuff for us. Find some good music for us, too. We got time here. We're good to go. We're set up. We're looking pretty good.
So Kirk Cousins is a Michigan guy. So he's a Midwest guy.
Okay.
Minnesota's in the Midwest.
Where are you going with this?
His wife. My wife is not the issue, Lebowski. His wife is.
My wife's name is Christina. If you come into my home, you're going to get my wife's name right.
Christina.
Sorry. Keep going.
Kirk Chains. His wife is from Alpharetta, Georgia. Alpharetta, Georgia is right outside the Atlanta area. And I do declare.
That's the closest. English accent is the closest I got to Southern.
Useful.
y'all useful. Y'all are useful.
Just turn that up, Alex.
You ever say y'all?
Yeah, I'm going to take it from here, okay?
Whenever we kiss, I get a feeling like this. I get a wish that there was two of you.
Is this White Shaggy?
My heart cries out, oh baby.
This is from the Can't Hardly Wait soundtrack.
Man.
A band you might know as Smash Mouth. Lead singer is
dead.
Too soon?
I don't think it's too soon. I think he's been dead.
About a dead at Earth the other last week.
Yeah, you almost did it.
Ooh.
But
were you here
didn't.
For that?
You did who? You almost did who?
Irv.
I wasn't here for that.
No, I didn't do it though.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Can't do it.
Good decision.
It never felt right. You know?
Don't do it.
This soundtrack is something. It's got everything. Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, our guy Alex Becker. Welcome back, Alex. We missed you, brother.
I run the show.
It's Mally Sports. Oh, yeah. We are back in. It is an Aftermath Monday edition of the program. 303-831-1340 is the hotline as well as the text line. Thanks for being with us. Lots to talk about. Pretty monster weekend. It's weird. It's definitely Broncos news, but it's, you know, the news is regarding two players who are out the door. Russ and Jerry Jeudy, who was traded for a fifth and a sixth round pick, which is not given away. If you combine the two picks, you don't even necessarily get to a fourth round pick. So if you're Jerry Jeudy.
It's pretty weak.
If you're Jerry Jeudy, right, Jeff? And you think, you were rizzed up. All the rizz. You rizzed up. And then you get traded for a fifth and a sixth. Can you dare show your face and rap along to the lyrics on your Insta or your TikTok or any of that stuff and not look like a clown?
Yeah, it's a tough life to live, being a top wide receiver pick that can't catch no balls, ain't catching no passes.
He just chopped guys from behind.
We got the same agent, me and Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
And next time I see his ass in Atlanta,
he's gonna beat my ass.
He gonna beat my ass.
He's gonna beat my ass. So you know, the Jerry Jeudy.
That's a tough one to downplay, especially when there's.
Do you know what?
Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk.
I'm just gonna say that. Justin Jefferson looks like he's ascending to all time greatness.
Jefferson was an all time great at LSU.
You passed. It's not just like
he was an all time great at LSU, hey, guys.
We passed on.
I mean, unbelievable.
I loved
that was the best offense of all time.
The amount of catches he had.
2019 LSU offense.
Was unbelievable.
Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I wish Kyle was here. He was supposed to come in today. And then this morning, I had some other thing. He might come
in. He's like, the wind is blowing from the south. I don't want to drive into the wind.
There's some of that stupid crap. But, yeah, total letdown.
Can you give me an Uber?
But Justin Jefferson. Yes, hey.
Wow.
I kind of felt and knew the Broncos were going to draft a receiver. I hate doing this. I feel like Cecil.
Oh, you're going to tell us you were right.
Oh, I was banging. We love Justin Jefferson. If you're an OG from the show, you know we loved Justin Jefferson. We joke about my Kamara stuff, okay? You might have to dig it up. But the stuff of legend is my Josh Allen stuff. He's got to go number one. He's got all the makeup. He's got everything that it takes. That's a number one pick. I said, John Elway, I was saying, you know what? It was like looking in the mirror. I said, John, Josh Allen's like looking in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, wish you were somebody else. Fa, 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 fa. Remember that one?
Oh.
You got to play that one, Alex. It's fa, fa, fa.
That one's not clicking.
It's fa, fa, fa. You're by fa, fa, fa. Guster, I think.
Guster, I just met her.
Boom. Damn.
Now, I hosted a show with you back in 2020 when Justin Jefferson was drafted.
And?
You and Mark Jackson and I, we all did that thing together.
And?
I don't remember you saying much about Justin Jefferson then.
Boo that man!
Boo!
Man, we love Justin. Well, I was like, oh, what's the knock on him?
You're he like won me two, and Kyle. But
he
I
won
was like,
a national
I
championship
was
and was too awesome and one of the greatest offenses ever. I don't know. He went to a great school and he was really awesome. I think we should hold that against him.
Right, let's go get the Alabama guy. It's tough to tell.
Let's go get the Alabama guys.
You guys, because their O-lines are so good for college level.
Wait, Ruggs and Jeudy. We're both
Bama. It was Ruggs and then Jeudy.
Yeah, and then JJ.
CeeDee Lamb was third.
Then Jefferson?
And no, Jefferson was five. Jalen Reagor was four, who sucks.
Jalen Reagor was on the Vikings last year.
You had Denzel Mims in that one as well.
T. Higgins.
You had... T. Higgs?
Higgy's not happy right now.
Ayuk, yeah. T. Higgins, there's one
Claypool.
More. Oh, boom, Claypool.
And Van Jefferson.
Van's nice, too.
He's nice, too, bro. Yeah.
He got a Puka Nacua, though. He got Puka'd out of that, you know.
You're a Puka Nacua.
He kind of got Puka'd out.
Okay.
The draft is important, you know?
It just is wild.
But
then,
you still don't got a quarterback.
Jerry Jeudy, is that a historically bad Broncos pick, Alex? Is that one of the worst picks in Broncos history?
I don't know. Maybe one of the worst. It was a bad pick, though.
So, I mean, I can't think of five worse.
Paxton Lynch was worse.
That is one.
Remember Willie Middlebrooks when I was a
kid?
Yeah,
but he was like 21.
He was a
drafted number one.
He was a golfer.
Yeah, but bro, he's like drafted 18th, 21 overall, something like that. He wasn't a top pick.
Sylvester?
We're naming bus. We're talking about the meaningfulness.
Robert Ayers.
Listen, Bradley Chubb, boys. You pass on Josh Allen.
So that's,
and you take Bradley freaking Chubb?
You passed on Quentin
Nelson,
too.
What are we talking about? That's the worst. Wait, that's the worst.
We got Sean Payton out of it, though.
That is the worst.
No, you got Sean Payton out of it, right? Because the Bradley Chubb trade
might make it worse. It might end up making it worse.
Sean Payton.
So Bradley Chubb is the worst pick in Broncos history because you passed on Josh Allen, who's you're looking right in the eyes, and he's in your own backyard. There's a lot of kind of narratives that make that so historically just
right
devastating. He's your
War
own
Memorial
guy.
Stadium. Like right there.
And then, do you know what?
What about Ashley Lalee? He was 19th overall in
2002. No, he had a 1,000-yard season and 70 catches. He actually might have led the league in like yards per catch one year.
Flying Hawaiian.
Crazy. Nah, not for me. Because you didn't draft him high. He's just a first-round pick. Who else?
Man.
Ted Gregory?
Okay, well,
yeah.
I mean, who else?
Like Tommy Maddox?
What about? Yeah, but 25th overall. You draft Jerry.
But that
Judy.
Actually was done to for two reasons. Didn't that? That was kind of done to wake up John Elway too a little bit, wasn't it? Kind of rattle his cage.
How about the Tebow pick? Was that what do you think about that?
Great pick.
Great pick.
Oh hell yeah! You kidding me?
Great
he
pick.
Beat the Steelers in the playoffs. You got Demaryius right before you draft Tebow.
It was a great pick.
Pretty good plan. Shoot, they were 6-0.
I feel like cat could play tomorrow.
Tebow?
Yeah, if you let him.
I feel like he could play tomorrow, too.
If you let him. Like
he's only going to throw it like 14 or 12
he's
times.
He's going to come in and throw a jump pass on a two-point conversion.
Hey, he knows when you're all out blitzing.
He's going to run it like 4 or 5 times still, but he's going to give you of those 12. And the four runs,
6 first downs.
He's going to give you a deception of those that are going to be handed off. Little pitch, little inside flip
Jalen
throw
Hurts.
Thing that like Kelsey catches in the goal line. Who'd Tebow you, wins 17-16.
Would you take Tebow?
Broncos win.
Tebow or Stidham?
Tebow? Stidham?
Stidham. He's your guy right now. That's the only guy you got.
I'd rather have that STD than that Stidham.
Ooh, which one?
Let's go to break.
Borophil.
303, you're a Borophil.
Chlorophyll, more like
not going to miss his attitude, though. Jerry?
Oh, hey, we'll see. Hey, don't let the door hit you. He's nothing more. He'll never be anything more than he was here.
Can I tell you one of my favorite takes on Jerry Jeudy?
Yeah.
Is that he always walked back to the huddle. The huddle never met Jerry Jeudy. If you make a big play, 40-yard play, the huddle comes and finds you. Right? He always kind of was out there 40 yards away from the line of scrimmage.
No doubt.
No, he was running back to the huddle.
It's terrible body language, bad attitude.
Well, he wasn't making no plays. The huddle, 10 guys never went to Jerry. One guy went to 10. That's what I saw.
Are you ready to rock?
Never been more ready in my whole life.
Turn that up, Alex. I'll take it from your Shaggy.
Is this the fa-fa-fa song?
This is fa-fa. Ready?
It wasn't me.
Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa. Never be the same again.
Never be the same again.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Never be the same again.
Shout out to you, my angel.
Take a Shaggy Boo-Ba stick.
Swoosh!
Ah, made me hot. I gotta go to break. Smell like sports. Dearly beloved. Yeah, I was.
No.
Why you gotta always play that bass all over my face?
He's a meanie. Is this,
how does Graham Norton pull these interviews?
He's got like 4 big stars sitting next to each other.
Unbelievable.
That's weird.
Absolutely.
Like Julia Roberts.
Right.
Who's the guy who's Star-Lord? In Chris Pratt.
Sure. Chris Pratt, perfect.
No, that's not it.
But that's
funny.
The size of the star. He's a big
Cher,
star.
Then Cher.
Sure.
And then, like, Timothy.
Musgrove?
Cumberbun.
Oh.
Chumberbun.
Charlemagne. No.
Cucumberman.
Charlemagne the God.
Yes, that's right.
Timothy, Charlemagne the God.
Word on the street is him and Kylie might have broke up.
Really?
Oh.
You heard it here first, folks. Also, if you're driving at C470 in Santa Fe. I just want you to know the roads are closed. It's going to be crazy for the next 3 days.
How'd you know that?
First of all, I listen to the radio.
I was stuck over there yesterday
when I drive around, but I know that they're closing the bridge there at C470 in Santa Fe for the next 3 days. So, and then they're going to open
it up.
What do
you got to go Lucent or what do you got to do?
You got to get, don't.
That's
going to
be a big problem.
They're directing everyone off the highways. But I think all 4 directions are kind of messed with.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I know you cul-de-sac loving son of a guns down there in Highlands Ranch.
It's been quite pleasant in the cul-de-sac.
We don't even have to wear masks in Douglas County. We've got our own health system, haven't you heard?
I'm no sheep.
Tri-County, more like Mono County.
Mono?
Because that means one.
I get it.
Yeah, like your mono glass
tone.
Your mono eye.
Alex.
Yo.
Let's go out to the hotline, get our guy an absolute mayhem icon. It's singer-songwriter Chuck Nasty.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Triple G.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, here's a name for you. Dan Williams.
That's right. Clean American.
Dan Williams from the AP?
He was a terrible pick the Broncos took.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's also a semi-average radio host.
Yeah, you're right. Dan Williams. He played for about, like, fulfilled his contract and then... We never heard of
soft
for him again.
A cup of coffee.
Jarvis Moss was another one. You just made me think of Jarvis Moss.
Marcus Nash.
Marcus Nash.
He was here longer than Ted Gregory was.
Ted Gregory was never even really here. Did he ever walk in the building?
I called. It was something real important to tell you guys.
Yes, sir. Alex, stop the show. Go, Chuck.
Dolph Shaves and Doc Vandeweghe and Al McGuire. They're in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Dolph Shays is Danny Shays' dad.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, Dolph.
Yeah. And Al McGuire and Doc.
He's my brother
Vandeweghe.
In Christ.
Another name we had, Kiki Vandeweghe's dad.
Coco.
Doc Vandeweghe's in the Hall of Fame, too. Hey, but this is important. You know, if there was no such thing as the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Broncos would have 7 Super Bowls.
That's most likely. Yeah, and that's what's interesting about Russ Wilson landing in the black and yellow. Black and yellow. Is that
the karma.
There may come a time where if you're trying to get what you really want to get, you might got to go through Tomlin and whoever his QB happens to be.
The Steelers have been our nemesis for 40 years.
Absolutely.
Do you think Russ goes and has a success?
Is it like Favre and the Packers?
If he won 2 Super Bowls there, I wouldn't surprise you a bit.
Oh, what? Oh, wow.
He said it.
Chuck knows.
What if, Russ took them to the AFC Championship game next year? Wouldn't that be wild?
Well, then what would that be? That'd be a pure indictment on both Peytons, right?
Absolutely. Well,
both.
No.
George and Sean.
George traded for him. How is it George's fault if he goes and has success somewhere else? He didn't coach him here.
Interesting.
He didn't hire Sean Payton.
He didn't cook the meal. He just bought the groceries.
Kinda.
Well, that's the old. The old Parcells, yes. Right?
Opposite. Yeah.
I miss Noah Fant still.
You miss Noah Fant? Said nobody ever.
Noah Fant.
No, you. You spelled Albert O wrong when you said Noah Fant.
No, you guys spelled Julius Thomas wrong.
I'll go up.
We haven't had a good tight end since Julius Thomas.
I'm bad at spelling.
But he kinda
sucked. Now, one more thing, guys. It's time we start talking about bracketology.
Now's the time.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
You think
CU's going to get in?
It's awesome, baby.
With a capital A.
I think every team.
Diaper dandy.
Hey, every team in the front range gets in. DU wins their next 2 and wins the Summit, gets in. CU gets in. CSU, they got a ticket punched already. And then then Northern Colorado is going to make a run in their tournament. They lost. They're already eliminated.
Took that L last night.
Yeah.
The CU women's team got a 3 seed.
Sorry, what?
A number 3 seed.
Chuck, you got 20 seconds. We got to wrap this bad boy up. 20 seconds.
Purdue's going all the way and make Mark Jackson smile.
Hey, I would don't put your money on
all 83.
Don't put your money on that one.
Purdue's got the best team.
All right, we got to go.
Watching.
I love you, Chuck.
Love you, Chuck.
Hey, guys, be good.
Later.
Peace.
You ever seen Chuck play beanbags? What a sight.
Yeah, man. He gets tired, though, and all hot, and then he
Backer shows up for bags.
Yeah,
right?
He showed up for bags.
He had the bling. He had the
Jeff
bling.
Jeff and I went to the championship, right?
Whoa.
Damn, doggy.
Daisy.
I'm just an amateur, but I play. There was a point where I hold out. I was, like, peaking. I was in that full flow, and I was just finishing. I was had it going bossa nova for a little bit there. And then
remember Gerald brought the ringer?
Gerald.
Oh, I loved beating Gerald.
Right. Well, we lost to him. That's how we went to the loser's bracket.
And then we beat him again, though.
Beating them pretty loud.
We came back and beat Gerald, right?
We were beating them very loud.
And, like, he's
thinks he's a real bag tosser. Oh. I'm just an athlete. Whether we're doing darts or ping pong or throwing the football or doing little hoopies, Jeff and I would have went to the championship game almost at any of those things. It just happened to be throwing some bags that day, and I came to play as usual.
I think we got to go mini golf at Aqua.
Oh, man. Tournament?
36 hole.
How many guys?
Two teams of two.
I need... Can we get 25 or 30 of our best listeners
teams
to come out?
We could probably get 15 teams. 10 to 15
of
teams.
Two?
Yeah.
That's 30 guys, yeah.
That's beauty.
Damn, we should do this.
I can do this. I can set this up.
Let's talk to Aqua Golf.
You bring cooler.
I'm sorry, what?
You can bring a cooler.
BYOC?
Yeah.
That is badass.
And bring some ICE, too.
Four. Is that drugs?
ICU, QT.
Oh, man, those 21 letters in the alphabet.
Wait, I thought there was 26.
Well, you forgot ICU, QT.
Riz.
For Alex Becker, our guy Jeff Gersh, I'm Danny Williams. We appreciate you guys, and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
I'll never forget that, Riz. Good night.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight. Bye, Terry. All right, I'll never go inside. Bye, Sheila. See you, Terry. Bye, Sheila. Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Man, I adopted these niggas, put them drumming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy,